Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wizards, the legend of the Palisades Farmers Market, most waffles consumed in a sitting, and all-time, our buddy Chase Hughes, NBC Sports Washington. Chase, before we ask you about the Wizards, only blowouts apparently in the conference finals. What gives?
Yeah, that's just been kind of a trend in the NBA in recent years because teams are so reliant on the three-point shot. So if you see a team go like the Mavs, I think, went like 10 for 44 or something in game one, then it's going to sink their shooting percentage. And if the other team gets hot, then you're going to have these huge discrepancies in points. So I think it's just a matter of this day and age, teams shoot and try to make a lot of threes, and when they miss a lot of them, then there could just be a 20, 25-point deficit very easily.
Chase, when we last saw Dallas and Golden State on Wednesday night, you just mentioned how ugly it was for the Mavs, and the result was that they lost 112-87. What do you expect in that same series tonight in Game 2?
Well, I think the Warriors are going to win the series, but Dallas is definitely going to push them. I mean, I did not think that they were going to beat the Suns, and what they did to the Suns in Game 7, a team that won 64 games in the regular season, they're not going to go down without a fight. And I'm really interested to see what Luka Doncic has in store for Game 2 after the way that Game 1 went. I mean, they're playing a really good defense in the Warriors, but they only had 14 assists as a team, which is something that, like, Luka can produce by himself some nights. And hearing he was sick after the game kind of makes me think of the flu game, Michael Jordan, when Dirk Nowitzki was sick when they were playing the Miami Heat. So I think a great player who obviously ran into a great defense was fooled once, but I don't think they're going to fool him twice. So I think it's going to be very important for the Mavs to move the ball, try to get better three-point opportunities. Again, the 14 assists is a very low number, and I'm just interested to see what a great player Luka Doncic has in store after a lackluster performance.
I think Boston's in the driver's seat, and maybe that's recency because they won last night, Chase, but getting their guys back, having Horford and having Marcus Smart do what he does, just be a complete pain in the butt, I think they may have a little bit more than the Heat do. Is that just recency effect, or am I onto something?
No, I mean, that was my expectation going into the series, and you know, the Celtics beating the Nets the way that they did and then knocking off the defending champions, that was a really impressive step one and step two on the way to a deep playoff run. And I think these teams are pretty evenly matched and similarly built. They're very deep. They're very good defensively. They're very reliant on the three-point shot. But Boston has Jason Tatum, and I think they're even better defensively with Marcus Smart, who, as you mentioned, was out for game one. So I think Jason Tatum over the course of this series is going to end up being the difference maker because both teams are reliant on the three, but even if the threes aren't falling for Boston, they can generate points because they have one of the most gifted offensive players in the game.
All right, let's get to the local club that you cover most often over at NBCSW. Chase Hughes joins us on our Beltway Blitz. The Wizards got the 10th pick in the draft in the lottery this week. How should we feel?
Well, certainly disappointed. I think the Wizards and their fans would have loved to move up into that top four, especially considering this year. There's not really a defined, like, consensus number one pick. It's like there's four players, and you wanted to get one of those guys. But staying at 10, they should still be able to find plenty of value, I think, particularly considering that they need a point guard. It's kind of a sweet spot in the draft where some of the best point guards are expected to go in their range. Now, it might come down to a decision between taking a guy with a higher ceiling or taking a guy with a pretty high ceiling but who plays a position of need. And the two best options, I think, are probably Ty Washington, who played at Kentucky, and then Dyson Daniels of G League Ignite. Both guys are big point guards. They're pass-first point guards. Daniels play some defense, which is something they need. So right now, that guy kind of stands out to me the most. Dyson Daniels, really gifted playmaker, a big guard, and he's known for his defense and his versatility on that end. So he just checks off a lot of boxes for the Wizards.
Defense. Doesn't ring a bell. Chase, thank you, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.